The Economist.
Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. America's economy grew slower than expected in the first quarter. GDP figures fell short of the forecast 2.2% growth at 1.6% year-on-year. America's Commerce Department said that slowing international trade and business inventories were responsible for the decline. First quarter core annual inflation stood at 3.7%, above analysts' estimates of 3.4%, suggesting that the Federal Reserve may delay cutting interest rates. New York's top court overturned a conviction against Harvey Weinstein, the film producer who in 2020 was sentenced to 23 years in prison for rape and other sex crimes. The court found that Mr. Weinstein did not receive a fair trial because prosecutors allowed women whose allegations were not part of the indictment to testify. Mr. Weinstein is also serving 16 years for a rape conviction in California. America's Supreme Court appeared divided on Thursday about whether Donald Trump is entitled to, quote, absolute immunity from prosecution for actions he took while in office. It is unclear when the court will issue its opinion, but if it were to send some issues back to lower courts to decide, the trial might not take place until after the election. Hamza Yousaf, Scotland's First Minister, will face a no-confidence vote after his party's power-sharing deal with the Green Party collapsed. Last week, Mr. Yousaf abandoned some of the Scottish National Party's most ambitious climate targets, angering the Greens. The SNP only has 63 seats in Parliament, while the opposition has 65. Mr. Yousaf will need to gather outside support to survive the vote. Belgium summoned Israel's ambassador to the country after a Belgium aid agency worker and his son were killed in an Israeli attack in Gaza. Meanwhile, America demanded answers from Israel after Palestinian officials discovered mass graves containing hundreds of bodies at two hospitals in Gaza. The European Union and the UN have called for an independent investigation. Ariel Henry stepped down as Prime Minister of Haiti. A council tasked with choosing a new Prime Minister has been installed. Mr. Henry had been locked out of the country for weeks. In his absence, Haiti became even more chaotic, with armed gangs, who now wield the real power, roaming at will. Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier, a gang leader, had called for him to go. Wine production around the world fell by almost 10% in 2023, according to a new report by the International Organization of Vine and Wine. The industry group blamed the number on adverse climate events, including extreme weather and fungal diseases. The grapevine was first domesticated some 8,000 years ago in Georgia. Global warming has pushed vineyards to surprising places. Figure of the day, 5%, the share of India's population living in poverty, which has fallen from 12% in 2011. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. To access the full version of The World in Brief and the rest of our award-winning podcasts, please consider taking out a subscription to The Economist Podcast Plus. To get the best offer wherever you are around the world, go to economist.com/podcasts+.